When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples across the brook Kidron, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. Christians should never step over Good Friday. We shouldn't forget today as a day in the church year. We should not forget today as it exists in the Bible. We should not forget Good Friday. We shouldn't look past it. We shouldn't ignore it. We shouldn't downplay it. We shouldn't sanitize it for insensitive ears. You don't have Easter without Good Friday. You don't have the resurrection of Jesus Christ unless he dies first. Without Good Friday, you don't see the depths of the sin in the world. You don't see that God's Son had to die. Without Good Friday, you don't see God's righteous anger, his wrath against sin, unholiness. Without Good Friday, you don't see, you don't know what your own sin deserves. The cross is foundational to Christianity. Not just the cross itself, but Jesus suffering and dying on the cross, a crucifix, as it were. Not because of its shock value, because it's kind of gory and gruesome to look at. And it's not so that we can look at it and then kind of work ourselves up into some sort of emotional fervor, beating our breasts and feeling sorry as we ponder it. No. The cross of Jesus Christ is foundational because it shows us sin and grace at the very same time. It shows us law and gospel. It shows us condemnation of sin and punishment. And at the same time, the cross shows us substitution, atonement, forgiveness. If you look at a cross, and if you look at a crucifix with Jesus on the cross, and you don't recall these things, I'll just say it this way, you're missing out on what the cross stands for. The world, the unbelieving world, people that are not Christians, they present love in a skewed way. When the world talks about love, what they mean, generally, is just acceptance or affirmation. If you love me, you're going to give me what I want. That's worldly love. If you love me, you'll let me indulge in my passions, whatever they are. You'll let me have my way. You will let me love whomever I want to love. You will let me do whatever I want to do. You will call me if you love me by my preferred pronouns. And you'll never tell me no. That's the world's love, especially in this time that we live in. But friends, that's not God's love. God's love is not so vapid and self-indulgent and self-serving as the world's love. God's love is not permissive and apathetic, and God's love does not worship or allow fleeting pleasures to be the highest good. No. What does God's love do? It fixes. It helps. God's love restores. God's love heals. God's love is Jesus Christ, his beloved Son, hanging dead on a cursed tree so that you don't have to. That's God's love. Your sins and mine demand that each one of us individually be there instead of him. Your sins and mine demand that we be the ones suffering, dying, crying out, forsaken by the Father. And yet God's love for us is such that he didn't let that happen. He sent a conqueror to take away our sins, to defeat the wicked foe that brought not just sin into the world, but its consequence, death itself. And that conqueror, Jesus, he did it by going into death himself. By his own death, on the cross, on Good Friday, Jesus Christ defeated death, destroyed it, and brought life and immortality to light. That is the greater love. The love which is greater than saying yes to every stupid whim that our bodies, the world, and the devil come up with. It is the greater love of a man who lays down his life for his friends. And for that reason, of this greater love, of this Jesus Christ hanging there, suffering and dead on the cross on Good Friday, for that reason, you have no reason to ever sit there and wonder in your heart and your mind if God actually loves you. You know that he does. Of course he does. Of course God loves you. Jesus came and died for your sins and promises you life out of that death. What greater sign is there that he can give you that he loves you? Your punishment's been taken away from you, served by someone else, and your own death, he says, has been bound up and diminished by his own death, made temporary, as it were. God loves you, and to know that love and to see that love, look no further than Good Friday, look no further than the cross of your Lord, and look no further than the Word of God, which proclaims that cross, that passion and death, that substitution to you. Look no further than the burying with Christ into his death of holy baptism. Look no further than the meal of grace that you have from God in the sacrament of the altar. All of these things will point to, all of these things will testify until that last day when the final trumpet blows. In Christ crucified, God is for you. Who then can be against you? Amen.